Thursday, they will start the first phase two for talks. Since they have agreed with the agendas and the modalities of the talks, therefore, definitely, Thursday, they will start the first face-to-face talks.
Following the agreement, do you see any enthusiasm from them to engage in this first face-to-face talks mediated by your Prime Minister?
Well, definitely, that is why they were working both Sundays and yesterday and today. That is a sign of having enthusiasm for it, and because they have been working out terms of reference, modalities, and so agendas were formulated that emerged from the proxy talks. So you can say definitely, obviously there is enthusiasm for it. That is why they are sticking to it. That's why they are tending to it.
There are issues concerning the cessation of hostilities. Was that agreed upon?
That is one of the agenda items. I mean, an issue to be discussed is one of the top priorities. And therefore, the ceasefire itself is an agenda. And the modality, the way they do it, the way they realize it, is also will be one of the agendas to be discussed, to be dealt with.
We also heard reports that the foreign ministers, including that of Ethiopia, of IGAD, are there to help along the face-to-face peace talks. What can you tell me about this?
Well, basically, after the proxy talks, Saturday evening, there was the launching of the process in the presence of IGAD Secretary General, Ethiopian Foreign Minister, Minister of Foreign Affairs of Kenya, and the negotiators, the mediators. So that is a crowd. That's the representation.
What should the world expect, especially the people of South Sudan? What should they expect as the warring factions engage in first face-to-face talks to begin this peace negotiations?
Well, as it has been formulated in the agenda, ceasefire is something that everybody expects because people are dying, people are being dislocated, there are disruptions of normal life, and normalcy has to prevail, and I think the hostility should not be escalated, it should be stopped. The international community is watching them, the Sudanese people are watching them, because these people are yearning for peace, for stability. This is the people that have come, emerged from decades of war and distractions, and I think they don't afford to come back to that cycle.
What other topics are they going to discuss as they begin the face-to-face talks?
Well, definitely, ceasefire will be top of the agenda. The detainees, the release of the detainees. There are some people who have been detained by the government side. In fact, the opening of the humanitarian corridor, because there was huge dislocation of the civilian populations, and other pertinent issues that in one way or another would facilitate all these things and they will, in fact, help them to resolve their differences will be picked eventually, and that will be seen in the process.
What is the IGAD's message as they meet to have the face-to-face talks?
Well, the message by IGAD was, it was appealing to their conscience, to both partners. I mean, to both contending parties, it's appealing to their consciousness. It's appealing to, you know, the prevalence of sanity. It's simply appealing to their wisdom, so that it's telling them or impressing on them that this is a phenomenon being watched, a tragedy being watched by the international community, the Africans, the IGAD people, of all the Sudanese who are, suffering from the bandit. So it's both the moral issues, the political issue as well, and it's an issue of legality also.